when you're raising cotton, you know, you have to go out and take a hoe and sort of thin the cotton out. What do you say you're doing?
Well, there's a couple of words there. Weeding is one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I always called it or thought of it as just weeding out the cotton.
Do you ever hear the expression chop cotton or scrape cotton?
I've heard chop cotton.
What is that?
I don't know. I've heard it used. I talk about go out and chop the cotton. I don't know if that's the same thing as taking the leaves off of it or not. Now we call it defoliating.
Mm-hmm. How is it done?
Now they do it plain. Just like dusting it for insects, they dust this stuff over it and it burns off the leaves.
Does your father's family had land? Do they still have the land?
We got very little. Most of the land that we had is where those country clubs are being built now. Golf courses.
So no one does any more ranching?
No, we've got about 800 or 900 acres 20 miles up the river road, and the guy farms it, and just we get a, I think it's a fourth of whatever he gets off the crops.
What does he raise?
Grain and cotton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he does. He used to do some vegetables. I don't know whether he does or not anymore. If he did, it'd be tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of grass grow up in the cotton field that you don't want?
Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
They just call them weeds. I don't know if there's another particular name for it or not.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of fences did people used to have or would they have now?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Barbed wire or bob wire.
Which do you call it?
Oh, I kind of slur it around. I guess barbed wire, mostly.
When you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
posts.
Okay. You'd take the wire and nail it to a...
to the post.
Okay. Just one of those. You'd call it one.
One post?
And what about a fence that, a wooden fence you could see around someone's yard that maybe came up pointed sort of?
Picket fence.
Okay. Are they woven together or nailed?
I think the old days you used to see more put together with wire.
Mm-hmm.
They were wired together. Strand of wire top and one down close to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen now, you see a lot of them, different style, not the same as picket fences I used to see as a kid. Now they're higher and the pickets are wider. And they're usually nailed onto 2x4s.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any little red picket fences anymore like I did years back.
Did you ever see a fence that would go, made of boards that go in and out like this?
Kind of woven together?
Uh-huh.
Out of cedar.
What was that called?
I don't know. I just call it, but I don't know what I'd call it. Somebody called it once kind of like a basket weave or something like that. I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a rail fence or chain fence or stake and rider fence?
Chain out of that wood?
Uh-huh.
No, to me a chain fence is that, you know, that metal stuff. Some people call them hurricane fences.
Mm-hmm. What about a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Brick wall? No, not a brick wall. You talking about stone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You never saw one like that?
I don't think so.
And something you'd use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Okay, what's that made out of?
Tin.
What about something similar to that made out of wood? You'd call it a...
Well, I guess I'd probably still call it a bucket. I guess you used to call them pail. Huh? Maybe they still do. I'd just probably call it a bucket.
What's the difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
I guess if I sat down and defined it and wanted to use it what you'd call proper, you'd call the wooden one the bucket and the metal one the pail, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably call them both buckets.
What about the thing that people would carry food to the pigs in?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Did you ever hear of a slop bucket or swill pail? Or?
Swill pail, probably. But I've never been on pigs that much.
And something you'd fry eggs in, you'd call a...
Frying pan?
Any other name for that?
Skillet.
What's the difference?
Well, to me it's pretty much the same thing. Here again I go back to... my wife will call it a skillet more often than anything else. I call it frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
To me it's the same thing.
The thing you put flowers in, if you cut some flowers.
Vase.
What about if they were growing in the house?
In a pot.
Okay. And if you were setting the table, the eating utensils you'd give everyone.
Which utensils?
Uh-huh.
Knife and a fork and a spoon.
And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd put out steak.
Steak knife.
Or several steak.
Steak knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you say you had to go...
Wash the dishes.
And you say after she washes the dishes, then she...
Dries them.
Or in clear water, she...